Essays of E.B. White. A Letter from the East, Turtle Bay, February 6, 1956. Bedfellows. I am lying here in my private sick bay on the east side of town between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, watching starlings from the vantage point of bed. Three Democrats are in bed with me. Harry Truman, in a stale copy of The Times, Adlai Stevenson, in Harper's, and Dean Acheson, in a book called A Democrat Looks at His Party. I take Democrats to bed with me for lack of a dachshund, although, as a matter of fact, on occasions like this, I am almost certain to be visited by the ghost of Fred, my dashhound everlasting, dead these many years. In life, Fred always attended the sick, climbing right into bed with the patient like some lecherous old physician and making a bad situation worse. All this dark morning I have reluctantly entertained him upon the rumpled blanket, felt his oppressive weight, and heard his fraudulent report. He was an uncomfortable bedmate when alive. Death has worked little improvement. I still feel crowded, still wonder why I put up with his natural rudeness and his pretensions. The only thing I used to find agreeable about him in bed was his smell, which for some reason was non-irritating to my nose and evocative to my mind, somewhat in the way that a sudden whiff of the cow barn or of bone meal on a lawn in springtime carries sensations of the richness of earth and of experience. Fred's aroma has not deserted him. It wafts over me now, as though I had just removed the stopper from a vial of cheap perfume. His aroma has not deserted the last collar he wore, either. I ran across this great studded strap not long ago when I was rummaging in a cabinet. I raised it cautiously toward my nose, fearing a quill stab from his last porcupine. The collar was extremely high, had lost hardly 10% of its potency. Fred was sold to me for a dachshund, but I was in a buying mood and would have bought the puppy if the storekeeper had said he was an Irish Wolfschmidt. He was only a few weeks old when I closed the deal, and he was in real trouble. In no time at all, his troubles cleared up, and mine began. 13 years later, he died, and by rights, my troubles should have cleared up. But I can't say they have. Here I am, 7 years after his death, still sharing a fever bed with him, and, what is infinitely more burdensome,